Blog Talk Radio.
Real simple song I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. Yes, I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
The Lord.
Back a little bit. One, two, three, say! You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. She loves to be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me.
know you can. I know you will. Fight my battles if I just keep still. Say, come on. She's a fierce. You might want to get your dance on. Come on. Be a prisoner.
Jesus, be a
prisoner. Say.
Jesus, be a
prisoner. Cause I need protection.
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 Tonight, God, we'll pour our love on you, break open our box, give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love
will never end. All day and night, and we bow down, our praise will rise inside.
All over you. Ooh.
God sings over us tonight. And he said, I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh Lord, open up and let me in. I'll pour my love. Open the windows of heaven, now pour my like a river. The well that never runs dry, now pour my.
There is none. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, yeah, myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo hanging out in the airways. What's going on, Alonzo?
What's up with you, boss man? Can you hear me? So I guess we had a little difficulty, but good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. I'm with your host, Paul Sampson, and your boy, Mr. Alonzo. And tonight we're doing an open mic. And if you'd like to join in with us, please join in. The number here is 319-527-6300. We're going to celebrate for a few hours, celebrating ourselves. Go ahead, call in. Bring a piece, a strength about yourself. You know, the world likes to bring us down, so we're going to spend a little bit of time elevating ourselves. But in the meantime, between time.
Whew. Thank you for holding down. I think I'm back.
I got you.
I don't know what happened. It just died.
in a real way.
Literally. Wow.
But
I don't know how far you got, but I'm just glad.
Well, we're just basically
back.
Just coming. Yes. I'm glad you're back in. I was basically just opening it in, and of course, you know. Just let everybody know if they got a piece. Go ahead and call us in. Once again, that number here is 319-527-6300. And you got your host tonight, Brother Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and your boy, Mr. Alonzo, doing your show tonight. So, before we start the show, you know, we always like to start off with a prayer. So,
Absolutely. So, why don't we gather around at the throne and offer this platform up to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, Father. Just first and foremost, asking forgiveness for those things that we've done that we shouldn't have done. Those things that we should have done that we didn't do, Father, forgive us. Father God, as we join together in your name to enjoy the gifts that you've given us, poetry, whatever it may be, Father God, we just ask that you would be in the midst with us, Lord, that you would guide the direction of this platform. Father God, for those that are suffering any kind of pains and hurts and losses, Father God, just comfort them. The world right now is going crazy, Lord. We just need you more than ever, Father God. For the leaders of this world, Father God, down to the children, Father God, put your hands around them, Lord. Guide them, touch them. Father God, we need you. And we look forward to what it is you're going to do in this mess that we call life right now, Father. And it's the name of your Son, my precious Lord Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty then. Now tonight, as you all know, we're having an open mic. But along with the open mic, I just have a question that I'd like to ask of all of us. And if you don't mind, my brother, I'd like to start with you, Alonzo.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Question is, what do you like or appreciate most about yourself?
Ooh, that's a good question. It varies day from day to day. But if anything, I think I like my code of ethics. I like the discipline that I practice with, you know, loyalty, honesty, and respect. What's given is what I get back in abundance. Yeah, I think it helps me as far as growing closer to Father, and you know, because he's the one that taught me as far as like showing love in the first place. So I think it's the discipline that I like the most about myself, the code of ethics and the discipline.
And you can't go wrong there. Let me guess. I bet you're over 40. Oh, in that age group.
Okay. Good guess, though, sir. Appreciate you. I'll take the compliment.
Okay. Because that's something.
I'm on the line. I'm borderline.
Ah, okay. Because, see, that's something that was prevalent before that from that time back. And it's dwindling these days, unfortunately.
You know, the evil outweighs the good. So, yeah, I do agree as far as it is dwindling down. It's the far few in between that seems to stand out, you know, that I'm seeking. Like the 12 disciples. I know. It's just crazy because, you know, 12 is such a little number, but to me that's enough because you really can't, you know, there's a story where, you know, God was asking one of the disciples if there's anybody that's roaming this earth that, you know what I mean, that's practicing, that's actually worth being paying attention to. And the guy was like, I'm pretty sure there's one guy running around here doing it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it just shows, like, back then compared to today, it ain't nothing really changed. It was more everybody was in for themselves. You know what I mean? There was very few people in between that was actually looking out for the bigger picture. So, same thing as today. I'm just trying to find my position.
I hear you. And I think those positions change from minute to minute anymore.
In a real way.
I don't know. You've got to, because I don't know, people today are so different. Each person, there's nothing, almost like there's no common thread throughout humanity anymore. Everybody's just willy-nilly, you know.
Yeah, individualized. It's like,
to some, what's proper is an insult. To others, what's an insult would be proper. I mean, what's good is bad. What's bad, you just don't know anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, but if you don't have a common word in the conversation, for instance, you know, us talking the word, if there's not a common word in a conversation, and it's just like everybody seems like they're just talking. They just want to hear themselves. Hot air, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Things is changing.
Very, very
fast. Boy, boy, it's changing. Yeah. In a way, I'm glad I'm past the halfway point. Because when it really gets bad, I won't be here.
Okay.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
I'm having a battle just getting it with myself, you know, just within myself.
Okay, right. I know what you mean on that. Let me see. So, we might as well get started with a little poetry. I see C-Dub out there. I'm going to have him hanging out too long. I don't know if he's working tonight or not. So, what do you say we get things started? And if you brought something with you for us, we surely would love to hear it. And I'm not going to get Automatic Charismatic to come in here and talk to you about freestyling.
Ooh, buddy. I'm ready.
In that case, the mic is yours.
I thought I heard a little bit of Brother O in the background too. I thought I heard him in, you know, heard him. He's on the price pulling up.
Mm-hmm. My dear brothers and sister, so what have you for us this evening, my brother?
Oh, so what I have for us this evening, I kind of like, as far as activity feeling, you know, as far as what you got us feeling in the paragraph that you want us thinking about as far as elevating ourselves and celebrating ourselves. A piece I have, I really don't have a title for. It's more just wake me up. Just wake me up when I'm ready. Ready?
Mic is yours, Kay.
Please wake me up when I'm free. I cannot bear captivity where my culture, I'm told, holds no significance. I wither and die in ignorance, but my inner eye can see a race who reigns as kings in another place. The green of trees were rich and full, and every man spoke of beautiful. Men and women together as equals. War has gone because all was peaceful. But now, like a nightmare, I wake to see that I live like a prisoner of poverty. Please wake me when I'm free, captivity. For I would rather be stricken blind than to live without expression of mind. In peace.
Yeah. Living without expression would be kind of. I do have one question. What do you, how would you describe your inner eye?
My inner eye would be something like a chaotic mess. Or organized mess, I should say. Not chaotic. I should say organized mess. That's what I wanted to say. So it's kind of like, I know my way around. I know my caliber. I know my intellect, how far I can go. But it's just I'm still honing it in, I guess. It's just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But you compare me to the next man, you will see how, as far as like how I stand on my own too, when it comes to the definition, to the next man, you know.
Okay.
For the inner eye. So the inner eye to me is kind of like the God within you, or the Holy Spirit, you know.
Mhm.
And the Holy Spirit provides you with information. As far as like throughout life, you get information to, we call it proverbs, but you know, it gives you wisdom so that way you can mature throughout life.
Yeah, proverbs is definitely a lot of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
In our eyes. Yeah, I always, I'm not gonna say question it. But I'm just curious as to what other people's understanding of that is. Okay. Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate it.
What is yours? Or let me rephrase that. How would you describe your inner eye? I believe we have a... We may have... Oh, there you go.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. Cause that has got to be something special if we can see through the line of stuff I can throw down when necessary, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it's a sad state when you can convince yourself to believe your own BS. But that inner eye sees through it all.
Well, let me ask you, as far as the inner eye, who taught you? How did you, who got you intrigued? Who got you interested? Do you remember the first time you had that conversation and just made you want to learn about thyself?
It's going to sound kind of weird. But the first thing that even brought that type of concept to my mind was a Doctor Strange comic book.
Doctor Strange. Now, for those that don't know about Doctor Strange, I'm going to need you to get back into the game. Get into your childhood. Take it back.
I was intrigued with him. And he had that the amulet with the eye in it, the eye of a mortal or something along those lines. Been quite a few years, so bear with me. But it would enable him to, you know, give him that discernment. And that's what even the first time that it even opened my eyes to the concept of something like that. So I got to give that to credit to good old Marvel.
Okay. He brought that there like that. Okay. He said, Doctor Strange. Wait a minute. Spider-Man's flying around the corner somewhere. No, man, but really, though, like, it's funny that you say that because mine was something like Batman, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, ironically, Batman to me is like, why does he always wear black? You know what I mean? Like, oh, of course, bats are black, but you know what I mean? Like, why does he wear his getup? And then you think about his character, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And they start thinking about the eye, you know, the inner eye, and it's like, okay. It's a shame that you got to. It's a shame that you got to use these characters, Marvel characters, just to get your point across.
And how ironic that we both were intrigued by Marvel. Sorry if there's any DCers out there, but. Oh, I got somebody here saying Batman's DC. But I'm Team Marvel. Sorry. Because the X and M, no, let me not get sidetracked. If we start talking about comic books and stuff, we're going to go somewhere entirely different than what we're here for. So,
My bad.
Let me reel us right back in where we belong to be.
Yes, sir.
That was funny. I was going to do One Piece, but my electronical, the other electronical just died. So I'm going to see what I got on this electronical.
Mine almost just took me out. Almost, but I got it. I had to grab the reins back
really?
And got it back in. Yeah.
Okay. Looks like we're having a good day.
Okay. Get underneath my cleats, Mr. Devil.
Okay. All right. I don't have very many on this electronical, but I'm going to find something. Like, I'll just take this one. Here we go. I got one called The Loss of Innocence.
good to be. Well, the mic is yours, King.
Why, thank you.
School shootings, murder, suicides, shootouts resembling the Wild Wild West. Unprovoked violence often ending in the loss of innocent lives. Hate crimes, uncontrollable rage, even death and lawlessness. Blood and gore in our children's video games. The depths to which we have sunk is a heartbreaking shame. And although there are many reasons, excuses for this, when it's actually realized and recognized, truth is exposed. And sin is its name and the blame. Those endearing moments of tenderness and bonding and learning and nurturing have definitely changed. The oral tradition of passing our history on is no more. The security of life in each of our neighborhoods is threadbare, because the sad reality is that anymore, very few actually care. When the fullness of this really registers, how could this not make your very spirit soar? No longer are our elders respected, revered, and valued for their wealth of knowledge and the sharing of those so valuable life lessons. Our present-day morals and values frown upon these moments. Go away. Here we go. Our present-day morals and values frown upon those moments, those most important weapons formed from seemingly innocuous verbal sessions. What is completely at the core of this decline and this disdain of what was our source of longevity and strength and honor throughout our history? What is it that has altered our perception of wrong and right, or diminished our pride of race and love of self that now is almost lost from sight? We have lost our life and now exist in our self-imposed deepest, darkest night. When we slip from our royal and wise path of old, we entered into one of the saddest seasons ever told, and sadly, we have been there ever since. We have embraced the loss of innocence. And that's a piece.
Well, that is one of them pieces that make you really think about every generation. Wow. What does the world come to at the end of the day?
And, you know, what's crazy is it really shouldn't be much of a surprise because, you know, the Bible tells us about the decline. But to know it in your head and to absorb it into your heart is two different things. To feel the decline of life as we know it, it's frightening.
You know what? Let me ask you this. Because I had this conversation with somebody earlier this week. They started blaming the things that they do in life because of a death situation. And due to the equation of the death situation, it's a guilt trip. And I understand, you know, the feeling guilty. As a combat veteran, there's times that I felt like I should have been in a certain seat instead of my comrade. But there's never a point where it's an excuse to do something stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, well, basically, where I was going with it was, like, was it? I don't know. Let me think about it, and I'll bring it back. It's just...
I hear you, my brother.
Yeah.
I'm right. In that
it's
case...
It's crazy.
Hey, welcome to the age of having senior moments.
Hey. I think I've heard them very well, too.
Hey, man, look, I know I've earned mine.
Okay. I know. Some of mine, I lost most of mine in the war.
And then there's then there's those that I kind of just blame things on.
Right? Just because you was there.
So, what do you say, my brother? Mm-hmm. Let's see what some of these other folk have to say on this.
Yes,
I know. Yeah. So, what do you say we open up a mic? I know C-Dub's arm is getting tired of being raised in the hand like we was in elementary school, got your hand up in the air, all like that. So what do you say we give his arm a break and bring C-Dub on? C-Dub 34 Music. What's good, my brother? How you feeling tonight?
Well, my arm is okay. I put on some Icy Hot so I won't mumble like Shaquille O'Neal. And I know that you haven't heard from me since last year.
Okay.
So, and my new year is usually September 26th, but, you know, the world's celebrating new year on January 1st. So, happy
okay.
new year.
And same to you, my
happy
brother.
Happy new year.
Thank you.
Yes, Brother Alonzo, happy new year to you,
brother,
and how are you doing as well?
Another blessed day. It's a
yes.
pleasure hearing you.
Thank you. Yep, I enjoyed your conversation about your senior moments and stuff like that. And my senior moment is not being tolerable to a lot of the BS that's going around.
Oh, I'm glad
yeah.
to hear you
that's
say that.
That's not a senior moment. That's not. I don't call that a senior moment. Now, when you forget your keys 5 seconds after you put them down, a senior moment, you know. But when what you're calling right there, I call that more mature, you know. I had this conversation too. I saw somebody that got trust issues, and they said, "Stop saying you got trust issues. What it is you don't want to be played for a fool." No, I got trust issues, homie. I don't trust you. I don't trust your vision. I got trust issues, right? So, I call what you saying. Brother C, a mature moment. You just don't want to get recognized as a fool, or you don't want to get set up for failure.
And they'll call it a conspiracy theorist, but I haven't conspired a crime. But, okay.
Definitely. And whoever they is, stop listening today, because they ain't paying the bills.
I was about to say, they get credit for a lot of stuff. Whoever they
okay.
are, I'd like to meet them one day.
One day, they, them, people.
That's the taste out their mouth.
I don't even want to know. I want to learn how they talking to the rest of the people to get them convinced, to get
yeah.
the world to
and
do what they do.
But I'm curious as why none of the Zays have ever questioned me or asked my opinion about anything concerning somebody else.
Okay.
Why can't I be one
okay.
of the Zays? Who are they?
Because
I
don't tolerate it. That's why.
That part.
Oh.
There you, hello.
Okay.
I was told they don't like me.
Oh, okay. All right, I can't argue that point.
Yeah, we get excited. Brother C, can you bring us in with one of your beautiful pieces, though?
I had a choice between two of them, but I don't want to go into a thing that's going to cause a lot of strife to the Epiphany Radio Network and For Real, the Poet Douglas and everybody else. So I'm going to leave that one to the side. And I have this one called The Ultimate Creation. Whenever you're ready.
And the mic is definitely yours, Ken.
Thank you. The Ultimate Creation. I've been hiding behind the scenes, playing it cautious, warming myself around the fires of these filled with iniquity, meaning lawlessness, acting like I didn't know you in the crowd when it was you who set me apart from the normal. I walked on the waters but sank because I lost focus. You understand my anxiety disguised in profanity. So in my humble confession, I can't remain anonymous. Without you, I am just a grain of salt, no different from anyone being whisked away in the wind by the latest sparkling thing made from artificial intelligence pushed by television that hypnotized me into buying. I made it the boss of me, enslaved by my lust. My flesh was fantasy, idolized, having me crystallized, drinking crystal light. Another fake product shoved down my throat from fake prophecy. Maybe this is the time to be honest and apologize for believing all the lies, including the ones I built deep inside. You are the one and almighty God, and the goat is never the greatest of creation. You're the one who saved me. I worship and praise you. Even in my raging, deranged state, how can I complain against you? I can't explain how you made this world. What's the ingredients you use to form molecular structures composed out of the love for me? And with that, I'll shut up and let you speak. In peace.
Wow. What you got for that, Alonzo?
I love the fact, I was waiting for you to say something, but I love the fact that you love God like that. You know what I mean? Like when you can hear it in your pieces as far as like, you don't need nobody else's opinion. There was a, you know, like, I can tell that you sharpen yourself off of, you meditate, you know, and you're gravitating towards the Creator. It's a beautiful thing. That piece was just awesome. Like, thank you. That made me just, that put enough energy in me to just go against the world in a real way. Like, I'm not worried about the opinions because I already know who was there, where the Creator is taking me. Everybody's not going to understand the journey. And it's not meant for me to tell everybody, so. That's what that piece made me feel like right there. Like, God got your back, just like he got everybody else that stays focused.
I'm glad you got that because there was a, no pun intended, epiphany that happened today through the Holy Spirit. And it was just telling me, I can teach he can teach people through, he can teach me through people. But he never told me to place myself under people.
Okay.
Come to him.
Overstep.
Run to him.
Overstep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stop idolizing and come to him.
Yes, you're definitely like one of those.
Sound advice to me.
Yeah, you're definitely one of those older brothers, like, I would run to for guidance when I need that spiritual connection.
And yet I will tell you, don't trust me. Put it in God's hands. Go to him. Look it up for yourself.
That's,
That's basically what I would tell you.
As the scripture says, you're right. But it also says I need seven elders around me, and elders would be those that are going, that went through what I'm going through, who has an understanding. So that's the reason why I would. It's not so much about, again, putting the trust in you as the person. I understand the vision because we have a common understanding of the word. So I understand that I play a part in your journey, but as far as the whole journey,
That's true. I agree with that. Yeah.
Thank you again for that beautiful piece.
You're very welcome.
And always, you know, his wordplay and metaphors are something to really capture. They're in everything he spits. I love the way you put your words together. You're one of those people that have the ability to put your words together so that you draw a person into the story that you're telling or to the scene that you're describing.
Hey, I'm learning divine inspiration to be transparent, but be shrewd with who you share your transparency with.
Mm. Bingo.
Yeah, because I've used to share my transparency with this person, that person, and it's just like giving meat to a snake. I don't need to do that anymore.
Being right. Your enemy.
And that definitely goes back to me, Paul, and I was saying the whole loyalty, honesty, and respect, that discipline. My mama used to say something like, boy, you gullible. And
yep.
I used to get really mad about that. Like, what do you mean? I don't even like, you know, but I didn't understand at that point. As I grew older and matured, and went through the units of life, it taught me that, hey, maybe you need a system because you are very vulnerable and you're allowing the wrong people to get at you. So that's what boiled it down to, loyalty, honesty, and respect. Whatever is given to me is what I give back to, you know what I mean? Because I got a big heart. I want to do a lot for everybody. But.
And that's what I like about myself the most.
Indeed.
Yeah.
He said, he's not
I'm
sure.
Sorry. I got sidetracked for a minute. I'm sorry. A phone call came in. It threw me off. One of those senior moments.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
So.
Right,
y'all
so
can send me to the lounge now because I might have that senior moment.
Yes. Oh, look. Come join the party. Look, come join the party, brother. I will catch you in the VIP.
Wait. Before you get away. I did have a question for you.
What's your question?
Yeah, just
what do you like or appreciate most about yourself?
My willingness to listen to God even when I want to be stubborn and feel like I know it all. I don't know it all. But that's the great part about this. I can still learn from him. Like, I'm that child. Suffer the little children. I'm that child still. That runs to my dad. That's whether I make bad choices and decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes me up the next morning to tell me, try again. Get up. Try again. And I run to him. I'm not a reprobate.
Ooh, now there's a scary word there.
Ooh, okay. The word of the week.
Yes, that is a scary word there, because to ever be put into that category, you're in trouble.
Yeah, sound like you. You sound like you confused, lost in the sauce.
And that's some.
Not
and you
sure,
think you got some hot sauce here on Earth?
Okay. Well, brother C, I appreciate you again. Thank you very much for that beautiful piece. And we're gonna go ahead and put you over here into the lounge with us. And have you chill for a moment. It was
I'll let automatic charismatic freestyle for you if you want.
Please, yes, please. I'm waiting for it. Look, I know there's gonna be a moment. He say, "Look, you ready? Are you ready? Because you're gonna put me on the spot." And I know.
Yeah. All right, brothers. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic,
brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, C-34 music. Boy, what's up with the senior moments going on? I think you started something tonight there, my brother Lonzo.
Let's start about that West Coast. Let me start that gangster stuff around here.
Oh, man.
Okay.
This has been an interesting evening, but I'm having fun.
As always. Okay, as always.
Hey.
Why is it sad?
We do.
Okay, so. Oh, sorry. I just had a moment. But I don't know what's going on with the screen, but hey, we're gonna play. We're just gonna keep rolling with the punches till the wheels fall off, right?
Hey, keep moving till the wheels fall off.
Okay.
And then we'll do the Flintstone drum. And get some round rocks.
That's a sure foot right there.
Okay. Man, look here. And don't talk about the brakes. Let me stop acting silly.
Okay. Bad part. Anywho.
Well, I'm having fun doing it. But you know what? Before I get any more silly, I'm going to just take one quick moment, if I can figure out how to do it, and play one song. Then we're going to come back and we're going to have a little Gina Storm in the house. So bear with me for 1 second, and I want to hear this.
Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord's my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
We set our hope on you. We set our hope on you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I'm back. Phew. This is one of those nights. Lord have mercy. Devil is busy. Anyway, okay. We're back. And
hello.
We have somebody. Are you there, Alonzo? Did you unmute yourself?
Here. Oh, I'm here. Oh. Hero.
I should have had mine muted. anyway, we have somebody else waiting in the sidelines with the hands up. And I would love to hear from this young lady. So I'm going to just open up the mic to my buddy, Miss Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, what's going on, baby?
Oh, happy Sunday, guys.
Happy Sunday to you,
Miss Gina.
I have the pleasure of having my famous three grandchildren with me still. It's school night. Already ready for bed. They're just waiting for their mom. She had to get me a different litter box because my cat has personality issues. Very similar to mine. I do understand.
Oh, that's such a delicate way to put it.
You have to upgrade her. Right. She's
personality
issues. She's like a president and I'm royal.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think it seems like animals are doing that these days. I'm having...
cat may not be her person.
I got my little puppy here who's giving me a run for my money. I'm about ready to sell her.
And I, you know what, I've always been a dog. And this is, will be my first time that I've been a fur parent to a cat ever.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived with cats in the house, but they didn't belong to me before. But this, I got her on purpose. But, yeah, so I got Juliana. She wrote a piece. She's very proud of it. She's smiling. So we're going to do a collab. We call that a fam.
That's not Juliana.
Yeah, Dr. Julie can kick it off, and I will end it. So the mic is yours, honey.
I thought she had another name for herself.
Dr. Juliana. Tell them that's your other name.
Dr. Juliana is my other stage name.
But when you're doing the collab with Gina Storm, who are you?
Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning. That's my baby.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
the one I wanted to hear.
Nice.
See, Alonzo never met that one.
Yes.
Alonzo,
yes.
You're for a treat. You about to get struck by lightning, bro.
Let's get it.
The mic belongs to you, Queens.
The love of my life secured me, protecting my every move. Being creative has brought me great danger. Doing what I love led me astray. My happiness is a raging fire. But I will still be creative because no one can stop me from doing things I love and will not disrespect me because I am me. And peace.
I know that's right.
Where Juliana ends, I'm going to pick up. So what I love the most about the piece that she wrote for you is this. I'm going to freestyle along with what my baby said. See, since she was born, she became a special gift. My daughter had me all over again, my relations would say. I call her Face because she shares identical looks. We had the same complexion and the same braid of hair, the same color and shape of our eyes, and the same ever-present smile. She's amazing. She's talented. She's gifted. And more than anything else, she's 10 years old and for all of her days has been a Christian. What I love about her is the way that she loves the Lord and the fact that she picked up her pen to write poetry that she could say alongside me, her Gigi, gave me a double pleasure. So I tell them, my grandchildren, the famous three, the same thing that I say every day to their mommy. If I could pick my own daughter, I would still pick Stephanie. If I could pick my own grandchildren, I would pick Juliana, Danielle, and Joshua, respectively, because they are the loves of my life and the gifts that God gave me. And as long as I have air in my lungs, I will always include them in my poetry. She's Thunder and Lightning. I'm Gina Storm. And together that was a fam-fam from us. in peace.
Man, look, two of y'all together. But I love it. But you know what? This is what I got out of both of y'all. I got from Thunder and Lightning, a.k.a. Dr. Juliana, I'm not backing down to nothing this world got to offer, got to throw my way. I'm here. Take me as I am. And then we got with the chest stuck way out, proud Gigi, bragging on her little Thunder and Lightning. And that's what makes the two of you such one heck of a combination, because you feed off of one another.
Oh, yeah, that's my baby. It is so amazing, because when we do collabs, the first thing we do afterwards is hug. I don't know how often you see that. That's what you get.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
All right, you guys, we're going to go to the Praise Lounge and get on down with Uncle Dexter.
Juliana, before you go, sweetheart, don't ever let anyone change your mind. When you set your mind to something, reach for those stars, baby girl, because the haters are going to be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you got the name of doctor in your name already at 10. Stay strong.
Okay.
Stay
speak that into existence.
Amen. 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 This child has wanted to be a doctor since she could talk. And then when she realized that physician was the fancy word for doctor, she preferred it. But my thought is, wow, look, at 10, I'm pretty sure all I wanted to do was be a mommy. So, yeah, she's leaps and bounds ahead of where I was at that age.
That's right.
All right. I love you guys. We're going to go have a seat and listen to the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Appreciate you guys.
Love you both.
I love you.
Man. What'd I tell you, Lonzo?
Woo-wee! Sorry.
Julia, that ain't no joke.
Okay, that was one weather.
Yeah. First at 10 years
that
old
was a
now.
Twofer. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And for her, just I'm already astonished that she has doctor in her name just on some GP. Like, black girl magic right there. I'm just saying right on some GP.
But the last time that she spit is when she came out with the name Thunder and Lightning. I said, oh, because she came out, she spit, she did a thing. And she said that she has a name for herself and hit us with the Thunder and Lightning. I was done.
I was done.
On that show, her other grands were with her.
Uh-huh.
So they all had a little part.
Oh. So it was like an X-Men scene.
Okay. It was the gang's all here.
I ain't even mad. I'm happy. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely was a good one. You know. So now, I'm going to let you, I'm going to give you a heads up, let you go in the studio and find what song you want to follow up with. We're going to take a little short.
Here you go. Indeed. And with that being said, sir, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in to the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, I'm sorry, which presents the Inspiration Factory. We do this every Sunday. Matter of fact, we do this pretty much every day. And before we go into, No, go ahead, please.
I said, yeah. No, every night of the week.
Yes.
Sunday, basically, 9 p.m. on the Inspiration Factory, or excuse me, on Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, you have something. You've got War Council, you've got the Erotic Love Zone, you've got the Get Down. I mean, there's something for every taste.
Let me do a little more details and more professional for you.
You want to go into the day
on
by
Sundays.
Day?
Hey, let me break it down for them, because, you know, the viewers and listeners are like, well, what do we have and when should I tune in? Every day. First of all, let's just go ahead and answer that question and throw it out of the bucket. But just in case you want to know individually, on Sundays you have us, your host there, Mr. Paul Sampson, and I, Mr. Alonzo, with your Sunday show, Inspiration Factory. On Monday you have your King and Queen Quarters. Tuesdays you have your War Council. Wednesday you have your Erotic Love Zone. Thursday you have the Get Down. Friday is Renaissance Poetry. Saturday is Just Jay and Gina Storm, who you just heard show. And just in case you want to know how you tune in to get in, all you got to do is simply dial 319-527-6300. Don't forget to push that one to be heard.
Y'all got that
on
one,
that
didn't
note. Oh, did I miss anything? Did I miss anything? Did I miss anything?
Absolutely.
That's all I want to know.
You did good.
I can try.
You might get a paycheck this week.
Ooh-wee. I heard it was a bonus.
Okay. Is it a New Year bonus?
I'm down.
I know that's right.
We're going to go pay some of these bills and tune in to our favorite family members for a second and then come back to the audience. And if you got any questions, call us.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
To help. every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Baby, this is Divine Inspiration, aka Paul Sampson, and I want you to do Everything that's not like you, Jesus.
You're making me stronger now.
It's that breaking process, y'all. Come on. Your delay is not a denial, I realize.
You're making me stronger now.
You love me too much to give me too much.
You're making me stronger now.
Your plan is perfect even when I'm not, I realize.
You're making me stronger now.
I can't rely on my own strength this time, y'all. Come on.
You made me stronger now.
I cried while I worshiped.
You made me stronger now.
When time's money was rent money.
You made me stronger now.
Forgiving my enemies.
You made me stronger now.
When daddy walked out,
he made me stronger now.
When mama gave me up,
she made me stronger now.
Everybody that gave up on
me, made me stronger now.
I need to write your thank you letter.
Made me stronger now.
Cause
you made me stronger now.
Jesus, I thank you.
You made me stronger now.
I can see clearly now.
You made me stronger now.
I didn't understand it at first.
You made me stronger now.
I even got mad at you.
You made me stronger now.
Cause you were taking too long.
You made me stronger now.
But I'm sorry, Daddy.
You made me stronger now.
Your ways are not my way.
You made me stronger now.
Oh. I felt that.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing,
but it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
If you're tired of you, and say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness. tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy.
Great is your grace.
your tender mercies I see. Your loving kindness, loving kindness for